we're catching our second wind. But we don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Buzzing like a street light, we can leave them all tonight.
Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A major storm drenching the Northeast. Fierce winds knocking out power to 500,000 customers. It followed a day of tornadoes and deadly accidents in the South and blizzards across parts of the Midwest and Northwest. Iowa pelted with snow and ice. Temperatures expected to plummet next week. Ahead of the caucuses on Monday, Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman, though, says it's not ideal, but it's not terrible either.
I'm still feeling pretty good about turnout and that the weather, although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun telling employees the Alaska Airlines incident last Friday was a big mistake.
We're going to work with the NTSB, who is investigating the accident itself, to find out what the root cause is.
The House Homeland Security Committee begins an impeachment hearing today, focusing on Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, alleging he has intentionally failed to enforce immigration law. This is ABC News. As investigators in Fort Worth, Texas, try to track down the cause of an explosion that rocked a 20-story hotel, ABC's Jim Ryan says
at least 21 people were hurt in the blast and several businesses are still closed. Attorney Lynn Crenshaw expects lawsuits to be filed to compensate the injured, but also
it gives us a methodology to go in and figure out what happened so we can build a little bit safer world.
In 2021, gas company Atmos Energy was slapped with a $1.6 million fine after a gas line blew up in Dallas, killing a child. Federal officials said Atmos had inadequate pipeline management in that neighborhood. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In the Red Sea, U.S. fighter jets and warships turning back a fresh attack by Houthi rebels, 18 drones and missiles. The SEC now says someone cracked one of its social media accounts and posted a fake message on X. The post says federal regulators had approved exchange-traded funds by Bitcoin, but that has not happened. Bitcoin prices briefly spiked after the revelation. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Always night pads are designed for a perfect night's sleep. So you can do your bear-hugging-a-pillow thing, your free-falling starfish thing, your burritoed in a blanket with the AC blasting thing. While Always night pads with Rapid Dry Do There, we've got your back with fast absorbency and up to 10 hours of protection thing. So while your period's doing its own thing, Always lets you do your sleep thing. Shop for Always in-store or online, wherever you get your pads.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. We'll get to around 30 for a high. The wind west becoming south at 5 to 15. More snow this evening. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down late tonight. Our low 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. Do you need help with back taxes? Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Stormy winter weather contributed to a fatal head-on collision in Jefferson County Tuesday morning. Sheriff's office there says a semi-truck was traveling on Highway 18 in the town of Oakland when it crashed into an SUV. The driver of the SUV died at the scene. The semi-driver wasn't injured. A Shawano County sawmill will have to pay nearly $300,000 in penalties after a federal inspection. After OSHA's follow-up inspection of Tigerton Lumber Company last July, the agency found the company continues to expose employees to hazards. A 46-year-old employee suffered fatal injuries at the mill in 2018. And getting to the root of dementia is the aim of a 5-year national study by UW-Madison called Clarity in Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Research Through Imaging, or Clarity. The project will investigate characteristic biomarkers in people either with dementia or at risk of getting it.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Shawl's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawl's customers have come to know and trust. Shawl's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawl's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawl's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawl's Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access Durand. Shawl's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Anubis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the space availability cap for 2024-25 as part of open enrollment. The 2024-25 high school course handbook, along with reports from the district and building administrators. The board will also go into closed session to discuss the sale of the Hanson Park property. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. A Chippewa Falls man has been sentenced to 1 year in jail and must pay up to $10,000 for two victims' mental health treatment. Nicholas Gonzalez pleaded guilty to sex crimes against two 15-year-old girls. One victim says Gonzalez assaulted her while they were on a walk. The other said he attempted to. During 6 years of probation following his sentence, he will not be allowed any contact with underage girls and must register as a sex offender. He will also have to pay up to $10,000 in mental health treatment for the two teen girls. Minnesota is firing a Midwestern retail chain over a violation of Minnesota labor laws. The Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry has told Menards to pay back wages to an employee who had wages deducted from her pay over 100 times because she was nursing her child. The woman will also be awarded damages after she was suspended from her job on Friday for asserting her rights under Minnesota law. Menards was fined $15,000 by Minnesota, though half the fine will be waived if the company complies with the agreement. A lacrosse man who has a history with police is facing charges after officers say he fired something at them Monday. The projectile exploded with a flash when it hit the squad car. No one was hurt in the explosion. Officers quickly arrested 30-year-old Sean Keller. This is the fourth time in the past 6 months that La Crosse police have arrested Keller for throwing something, shooting something, or spitting at officers. Governor Evers says it's unlikely that he'll sign off on the new political maps that Republican lawmakers are drawing. The legislature is attempting to draw new maps after the Wisconsin Supreme Court tossed the old maps just before Christmas. The governor on Monday said he doesn't see the legislature crafting an acceptable map without the Supreme Court's influence. The new liberal majority court declared the maps used 2 years ago to be too gerrymandered in favor of Republicans. Governor Evers says he expects the new maps to be more, quote, purple, unquote. You're listening to WRDN News.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Rochester leaders have voted to extend historic landmark status to that city's Ear of Corn Water Tower. The city council voted unanimously to make the structure Rochester's 15th designated landmark. The water tower was built in 1931 and was restored by Olmsted County after the closure of the Seneca Foods canning factory a few years ago. The designation will force a review of any proposed changes that could alter the appearance of the water tower. Wisconsin is receiving $750,000 in grant money to provide safe housing to people with opioid addictions. Governor Tony Evers says the money is coming from the recovery voucher.